USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes a reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. President Biden not expected to speak at any of the three ceremonies. Saudi Arabia is again proclaiming its innocence in the 9/11 terrorist attacks while victims' families push for transparency. Nearly 3,000 people were murdered on that day by 19 Islamic terrorists, 15 of them who were from Saudi Arabia. Three Saudi government officials were questioned, then cleared by the 9/11 Commission in testimony that's remained sealed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and he should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to win big in California's recall election. A new poll from UC Berkeley indicates Democrat Newsom has a commanding lead of more than 20 points in the special election. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new poll says the vast majority of Americans remember where they were on September 11, 2001. That's the day nearly 3,000 people were killed in terrorist attacks in New York City, Pennsylvania, and the Washington, D.C. area. The survey from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and Ipsos says 92% remember where they were in addition to what they were doing on that fateful day. 3 days after the terrorist attack, former President George W. Bush visited Ground Zero.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.